بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the first sermon delivered on April 22, 2023 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, at the Eid al-Fitr prayer in Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah alayhi, Musalla in Tehran. I congratulate all faithful Muslim brothers all over the world and the great nation of Iran and you who pray on the blessed occasion of Eid al-Fitr. I congratulate you on spending a fruitful month of Ramadan full of divine generosity this year. The faithful help that people provided in this month, helping orphans, the needy, and the poor, I mean one of the most important duties in the month of Ramadan is this public presence and being by the side of the underprivileged and the poor. Moreover, there's this huge movement of people on the Quds Day, when the faithful people turned out massively throughout the country, even though they had kept a vigil during the previous night and were fasting on that day. These are divine blessings. These are divine favors. The month of Ramadan is both the month of supplication and the month of jihad, struggle.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
At the beginning of the advent of Islam, the Battle of Badr was in the month of Ramadan, and the conquest of Mecca was in the month of Ramadan. Also in these years, Quds Day is the day of the struggle of the Iranian nation, and thank God, other nations also joined in this year, and their presence was widespread on a very large scale. Our people had many achievements in this month. Tenderness of heart, closeness to God, purity of soul, attention and advice towards spirituality, getting acquainted with many divine and Islamic teachings, and dealing a blow to the enemy on the Quds Day. These were the achievements of you, dear people, you faithful people, and you, the great nation of Iran in this month. My request is to maintain these achievements. These are spiritual reserves. Keep these reserves for yourself until next year's Ramadan, and God willing, strengthen the spirit during next year's Ramadan. It is this spirit that will advance the nation materially and spiritually. It will solve all the problems, and by God's grace will bring you to the peak of the divine and spiritual movement that Islam has planned for the Muslim society.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong.